If you have your Bible this morning, I want to just look at a few thoughts here for just a little bit on what God's doing and what's happening and what He's able to do. Boy, what a blessing it is. In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, if you have an old Schofield, it's on page 1304. We just appreciate the Lord this morning, His precious Word that gives us comfort from the Comforter. In Hebrews chapter 13 this morning, in verse number 5, the Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart is established with the grace, and not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts which whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." I'd like to preach for a little while today, if God be my help, on this thought, in times like these. Amen. In times like these. And we looked the other day at some different things, and we talked about what was next. And we said that what was next was a great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His soon coming, as we looked at the triumphant entry of Lord Jesus Christ. And we said we needed that triumphant entry into our hearts in order to have what we need to prepare us for times like these. So I want to look at this morning for a little while. And as we look at it in the intro, we think about this. We think about the here and the now. We think about where we are and what's taking place in our individual lives. Our lives are in chaos now, in disorder, disarray. We don't really know what to do because we've never been in a time like this. But I thank God that because of the Word of God, because of the peace that we have that passes understanding, even though when we don't understand, we know that God Almighty, our God, is still in control. He's not wringing His hands trying to figure it out. He knows exactly what needs to take place in your life and mine. And He's here to help us. He is that present help in times like these. So we see Him as He begins to move, and He begins to, we see the writer of Hebrews gives us the word here, a word of encouragement, and He tells us to begin with that we just need to be content with enough. Amen. You say, "Well, Pastor, what's enough?" If we got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, amen, we have enough, Brother Austin. We have all that we need if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. He's able to come through for us when nothing else can. He's able to overcome all the obstacles that we face. He knows where the stumbling blocks are, and He's there to help us in our walk called life. He's there to give us the guidance and the leadership. He's there to show us the way by following the way, amen, we know where we'll end up in the end. And boy, what a blessing it is to know that today, amen, because He says that just to be content with the things that we have. I'm content in the Lord today. I know that He's there. He's my keeper. He's my helper. He's that I need, and boy, I praise His name. And He said, "He will never leave thee nor forsake thee." If you're a child of God today, you have a blessed hope. We have a blessed hope, folks, in the Lord Jesus Christ. As I look around today, and I can see all your faces, most of your faces, sitting in your pew where you would prospectively if you were here. I think about how God is there for each and, for each and every one of you. Amen. He said He'll not leave you. He'll not forsake you. Not one of you. Amen. God will desert. Don't you thank God for that today? Ain't you glad that God said that He would never, He made you a promise that He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll
He'll be there with you even in times like these. And boy, I tell you, we ought to just throw up our hands and just shout real big about who God is and what He wants to do for us today. Boy, I tell you, I feel joy down in my soul. There's a God of heaven moving through this place. There's a help, praise God. There's a presence. It's so real, amen. I thank God I'm able to experience that. Praise the Lord. And hey, it's just the God be the glory is all I can say this morning. I don't know about you, but it's foggy up here. Amen. I'm getting where I can't hardly see. Almost like a blindness over me. It ain't nothing but the fog of the Holy Ghost of God moving through these pews, moving through this church. You say, well, Pastor, the church is empty. Oh, but no. The church ain't empty this morning, Chuggins. This church is full and overflowing. Amen. Praise God. How do you know? Because He's a flowing in my heart. He's a running out of my eyes. Glory to God. I thank Him this morning for loving old boy like me. Come by this way one more time to meet with us. Praise God. And give us the help that we need, even in times like these. I know I've got a God that's an overflowing, overcoming God. I know I've got a God this morning who's able to do that for me that I need Him to do today. And boy, I praise His holy name for that. Bless His God. Bless His name this morning because He's enough. Amen. I praise God because He's enough. He is our great helper. Amen. What do you think about that? A God that is our great helper. Amen. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. As I look out across the congregation this morning, I praise God, I can look at each and every one of you and say, God is your helper. We ought to just look up to heaven. God, today, as you watch this, I just point to heaven and say, God is my helper. I don't mean just say it, but I mean believe it. I just point to heaven and say, God is my helper. You ought to look at your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones, and just point to heaven from your heart and say, God is my helper. He's that person, praise God, that one that's able to exceed you. But the Lord God Almighty, amen, is the one. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, because of that, He said, we'll have no fear. Amen. What are you afraid of this morning? Amen. I'm not afraid of nothing. Amen. He, as one of our presidents said years ago, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Amen. I'm glad I have no fear of this world. I don't have no fear of the things in this world. Only thing I have a fear of is a reverent fear of a holy God who loves me there to help me. Praise God. I'm glad the same God that loves me is the same God that loved our forefathers, our grandmas, our papas, our mamas, our daddies. He's the same God that they served. He's the same God that they loved. He's the same God that they feared in reverence. Praise God. That's why the Bible said to remember. We need to remember those folks that's gone on before. We need to remember those folks that's plowed the way. We need to remember those folks that never gave up and they never gave in, but they stayed with God in a reverent fear, expecting till He come. Amen. He said, remember those that rule over you, those that have authority. You say, Pastor, where do they get the authority to rule over us? Praise God, through the Word of God, through that constant walk, that constant talk, that constant goodness of God ministered to their hearts. They were trying to tell us, and they're trying to tell us exactly the way that we need to go with the help of a holy God. They're trying to point us in the right direction. Boy, I tell you, when I was a younger feller, I didn't appreciate that. I didn't realize what all these old saints of God was trying to do for me until one day the Holy Ghost of God began to speak to my heart. And He said, listen, young'un, they're just trying to help you. If you'll just let them rule over you with the Word of God, they're trying to point you in the right direction. They're trying to get you go in the way of God. Would you just let go and let God take you the way He'd have you to go? know. Amen. He said, remember those old saints of God, those that walked. And you say, preacher, how'd they walk? How come they have done so much better than we're doing? It's because of the spoken word of God. Because the word of God was real in their life. Because it moved them. It stirred them. They were persuaded that the God of heaven was speaking to them. We live in a day of error. That the world looks around, they say, well, God's not talking to me. Who's he talking to? Amen. He's just speaking to you. Amen. The volume book is written for you. That you take his word, pray God, apply it to your own heart. Amen. It's easy to look around and point our fingers at our neighbor, our husband, our wife, or mama, or papa, or one of the youngins, and say, boy, they need to do better. Amen. But praise God, the spoken word of God, it's for you and for I, praise God, that we might take the word, amen, and apply it to our own hearts, that we'd be drawn closer to God. They was some strength in those old saints of God. He said, hey, remember, praise God, those that's gone on before, those that took the word of God and believed the word of God, and they followed it in faith. Amen. He said, preacher, what does it mean to follow? He said, whose faith follow? He means be imitators of. Amen. That word of God that spoke to their heart, praise God. Let it speak to your heart. Be imitators of those folks that's gone on. Those folks, praise God, that's done walked the course. That's done trusted in the Lord, praise God. Just march on, praise God, following them in the footsteps of our Savior. Makes all the difference in the world. Amen. We begin to see God touching in our hearts, young'uns. Praise God the way he moves in our life through faith, following in faith. Amen. Talking about a manner of life. Amen. The manner of life that they lived. You've got any old saints of God that's gone on? Old saints of God, grandmas and mamas, neighbors and friends and loved ones, praise God, that walked the walk and talked the talk. Amen. They didn't only talk the talk, but they walked the walk. Amen. They finished well the course that they were on. You know anybody like that? Boy, I think I do. I thank God for them. Each and every one of those old saints of God, praise God. But it's time that we follow God in that same walk. In times like these, praise God, it's when the tough get going, praise God, and they rise up and they follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith in him, praise the Lord. Not in men, not in works, lest any man should boast, but in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They was a manner of life. They was a conduct that they had. Amen. You know what the difference between us and them old saints of God? Them old soldiers of the cross? Them that tried to tell us, them that had authority over us? The difference between us and them was the conduct, the way that they lived. The way that they conducted their life. Amen, praise God, to the satisfying of the soul, praise the Lord. Doing what was right, righteousness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the end of their life, praise God, was the end of a better way. What are you saying? I'm saying they finished well their course. They walked the walk, they talked the talk, and they lived, praise God, according to the blessed word of God. That through the touch of him, amen, that we might have peace and have it in abundance, praise God. And we might be blessed beyond measure in the day and hour we live. Praise God, because they was content in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say this morning, praise God, on the third authority of the word of God, he is enough. He's enough to get us through this situation. He's enough to help us to have a manner of life and a conduct that's pleasing to a holy God. Amen? Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, he said to remember that. He said, remember those that had authority. You say, well, preacher, what's the reason? Because Jesus Christ has never changed. Amen? Why should we change? Why should we be different from those that's gone on, those that's kept the promise, those that were promise keepers, those that went on, praise God, to fulfill the call and election upon their lives? Amen. They did it because Jesus Christ never changed. Amen. Hey, I want to give you a news flash. He never changes. He's the same. Yeah, the Bible says right here in the volume book, he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. Now we do, don't we?
Amen. Our human nature is fickle at best. We change, and if we ain't careful, we tend to go with the flow. Amen. But you go with the flow, let me tell you what it'll do. It'll take you down the river in a hurry if we ain't careful. It'll take you places that you never dreamt of going. Amen. But if we'll stay with the Lord, praise God, in times like these, when we'll hunker down, praise God, and just call upon the name of the Lord, He'll touch our hearts. See what happened to our founding fathers, those rulers that had authority over our lives, that spoke the word of God to us and through us and in us, praise God. There was a difference in them, and it changed them. Amen? Because Christ never changes. It changed them. You know what's wrong with us today? We're not being changed. I tell you what we're being shortchanged. Amen? We're being shortchanged. In times like these, praise God, we need to be changed. Not to be compromisers with the thing of this world, but to be changed into the likeness and the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting all our faith in Him. He changes you. And He changes me. Amen. Ain't you glad for that today? Ain't you glad that He's a soul-changing God? Ain't you glad when He finds you, He don't leave you like He found you? He finds you, praise God. He'll lift you up so He can bring you out. I'm glad God brought me out, praise God. He didn't leave me dangling over the situation. In times like these, praise God, we need to be brought out. And the only way to be brought out is through the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our faith and our trust in Him. He begins to bring us out. Takes us above all these obstacles that we're facing. Amen. Puts our lives in a higher plane so that we can take His word and we can believe it in truth as He begins to change you and He begins to change me. Amen. I'm a looking for a change. Ain't you? Amen. I'm a looking for a change. That change is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But He tells us, amen, to remember and a reason to remember, but He also tells us not to be distracted. I want to say on the authority of God's Word, there's a lot of distraction. Amen? There's a lot of... It's amazing to me that God's taking away the distraction. He's taking away the ball games and the race car driving and all these things that distract us so many times. He's taking them out of the way. He's moving them out of the way. Amen? He's even to the place that they've taken away some people's jobs. And we prioritize those and put them above God. He takes them away so we can get our focus on a true and a living God. So that we might know Him in that free pardon of sin. So we might be able to witness to Him. We might be have a time, opportunity just to take a minute for God. Amen. Praise God. But He says that not to be distracted. He said, don't be carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. I talked to a young man yesterday, and we was going down the road, and we was talking about different things, and he was asking me some questions about different beliefs and what people thought and what was the difference. Amen. And I told him what the difference is being rooted and grounded in the Word of God and staying with the truth and not being dissuaded, not going with the flow, because the flow will take you down the river. Amen. It'll deposit you over a fall somewhere with no way to get back. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, if we don't be distracted, if we'll stay with God, stay with the stuff, praise God, even in times like these, we'll persevere. We'll come out shouting the glory on the other side. Amen. Be a shouting time. Amen. In heaven. One day in a little while. A time of shouting and of praising God. Amen. Praise God. Not distracted by the things of the world. And not distracted by the material food of the world. There's a lot of folks that are satisfied with the material food. But God Almighty, praise God, He give us strength in spiritual food. Amen. The Lord said, I have meat you know not of. Amen. The disciples had went out looking for that physical food. And Jesus said, I've got food that you know not of. He said, I've got spiritual food
Amen. That you need to come get a hold of. I tell you, praise God, if we'll move up to the table and partake of the spiritual food that God's got for us, it'll move us, it'll change us, praise the Lord, in a way that's good, a way that's profitable, a way that, praise God, we can say, to God be the glory. Amen. I tell you, I'd rather be full in my soul than full in my belly. Amen. I said, I'd rather be full in my soul, Brother Austin, than full in my belly. Praise God. Because I tell you, if I get full in my soul, God will put food in my belly. Amen. When I put my faith and trust in Him, He said He'd not see the righteous forsaken or His seed of begging bread. Praise God. He said He'd take care of meeting my need. He said, I'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. Praise God. He said, I'll give you all these things, food, raiment, clothing, all that we need. Praise God. It's a gift from God when we trust in Him. Amen. You've seen it. We've seen it. We've tried to outgive God and we can't. Amen. God's always more than efficient. When we give a 10%, He gives us back 20. That's just who God is. Praise God. It all belongs to Him. Amen. Everything belongs to God. It's not ours. But we live in a world today and they say, well, eat this and don't eat that. But they say, hey, listen, those folks that was trying that, He said, which have not profited of them that have been occupied therein. He said that the heart need to be established in grace. Praise the Lord. That the strength of the heart is the strength of grace that moves in our lives and gives us the strength from the throne of grace. And He said, those that profited in not eating the meats and not doing this and doing that, we live in a world today say, well, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, and you need to do this, you need to do that. Amen. What we need to do, praise God, in times like these is get close to the Lord and seek His advice. We need godly counsel today. We don't need the counsel of men. We need the counsel of an almighty God, a one that's sitting on a throne of grace this morning to minister grace and mercy and peace to me and you. In times like these, that's what we need. It's not in the food, amen, but it's in the sustaining substance that God gives us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He talks about here, he said, the altar. He said, in verse 10, he says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. He said, it's not of the law. See, the priest, Leviticus chapter 7 tells us that the priest could eat of the, they were to eat of the peace offering. Amen? But the Bible tells us that we, you and I, that we feed from the spiritual offering of Lord Jesus Christ. We feed on that spiritual offering of Jesus Christ because He is our peace offering. Amen. Hey, listen, church, you want peace this morning. You want peace today. You want peace this evening. Praise God. And what you have is Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and He'll give you a sweet peace that passes understanding. He'll give you a peace, praise God, that's far above earth because He is our peace offering. He said, my peace I leave with you. He said, it's a gift I give you. Amen. Reach out and get a hold of peace through the joy of God, and He fulfills all the happiness that you're looking for in this world. Happiness depends on what happens. And praise God, when you get the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in your heart, praise He moves within you and He gives you the peace, the joy, that happiness that we're trying to find all over this world, even in times like these. There's a happiness in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He speaks of, in verse 11 and 12 of the peace of that sin offering. Amen. He said it was burnt outside the camp. The bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. This was fulfilled in Lord Jesus Christ in His crucifixion outside the camp. He suffered without the gate. Amen. He made it possible in times like these, praise God, when we trust in Lord Jesus Christ. He moves upon our life in a substantial way, and He begins to fulfill the very promises of God. All the fulfillment that we'll ever need to be fulfilled in our hearts or lives, praise God, is fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord. He was crucified outside
the gate. Amen. He was our sacrifice. He was our peace offering. He was also our offering for sin. Amen. He fulfilled this prophecy of being suffering without the gate. Amen. He was taken out. He suffered without the gate. He suffered without the city, praise God. He fulfilled this testament at the... Hey, he took sin out. That's what he does. He's the sin taker. Praise God. He was crucified without the gate. In times like these, say, preacher, what do? We just follow Jesus. Listen, church, in times like these, we just got to follow the Lord. In times like these, we just got to seek His face like we've never sought Him before. Amen, that He might fulfill all these things in times like these. Verse 14, He said, let us go forth, therefore. Now, what's that there? I've always said, you know what that, what's that therefore, therefore? Amen. It's there, Brother Austin. It's there for times like these. That therefore is times like... He said, let us go forth, therefore, because of all that Jesus has already done for us. For the promises we have, the hope that we have, the confidence that we have, not in ourselves, not in this world, not in anything that we have, but our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And it's in times like these, praise God, that we can trust Him to be the Lord and Savior of our life, praise God. He said, let us go forth, therefore, unto Him without the gate, without the camp, bearing His reproach. Amen. There'll be a lot of reproach for those that try to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. There'll be a lot of people that won't like it. There'll be a lot of family that won't understand why you choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. In times like these, they'll say, well, why don't you just forget about that and just get in here and try to make it through this ordeal that we're going through. But it's because of times like these that we have a helper. Amen. He said, the Lord is my helper. He's there to help you. He's there to guide you. He's there to lead you. He's there to show you exactly what we need to give us open up the storehouse of heaven and pour out on us the abundance of God to show us how much He cares. Because of times like these, we see the God of heaven move upon our lives. We see Him taking folks and changing them and manifesting Himself to us and through us and in us to give us that goodness of God so that we can see His love poured out upon us. We see how the Bible teaches us that that the sacrifice is sin on and was burnt without the camp. Leviticus chapter 16. We see how it was taken out to get rid of the sin. It was taken out to get rid of, praise God, that's what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Over 2,000 years ago, we're fixing in just a few days to celebrate Easter. And you help us pray about that, what God would have us to do this coming Sunday to bring honor and glory to this great day that we celebrate. The resurrection, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ when He was rose from the dead. Amen. From a borrowed tomb, and He's not there no more. He borrowed it because He just needed it for a short season. Amen. He come out of there, praise God, so that we could rise above sin and anguish too. Praise the Lord. But He said, let us go forth. What we need to do is, at times like these, we need to press forward. We need to press onward. We need to keep looking upward. We need to keep looking for the Lord. We need to keep being an example, like we've talked about, those around us, so that when they look at it in dismay and they look at us with a disgruntled heart wondering what's going to come next, we can say, hey, listen, I'll tell you what's coming next. Jesus is coming next. Jesus will soon come. He's coming, praise God, to take us to be with Him. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Youngins, we got a blessed hope ahead of us. We got a blessed promise, amen. In times like these, don't be discouraged. Don't be dissuaded. Don't be distracted. Just stay with the Lord. Receive that peace offering, Lord Jesus Christ, in our heart. As spiritual food from the bountiful supply of heaven, amen. That'll satisfy your soul when nothing else can. I know there's it seems like in times like these and you can't get out and go and do like you would. you get to craving some of the restaurants and the things you used to. You know, maybe like me and my wife, sometimes once a month we'd go out to a special occasion to a restaurant, a place where we'd go, you know, something that we'd been longing for and could taste it. You know, we'd go to that place to get that special meal. Amen. In times like these, we can't have that. We can't do that like we would. But praise God, I'm glad I can still pull up to the spiritual table, Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, and I can still feed on the bountiful supply from God Almighty, and He still satisfies my soul. Amen. He takes away that hunger. Takes away that longing, praise God, to where I'd say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've given me. Amen. He said, we come before bearing our own reproach. Amen. Realizing that He took our load upon Him. Died for some. In times like these, it's when we put all our faith and all our trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible says we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. The writer of Hebrews here says, and he said, here where we are, we have no continuing city. No place that we can count home forever. But praise God, I'm glad in times like these, down in the depths of my soul, I know that I've got a place prepared for those that prepared for that place. In times like these, I've got a continuing city. I've got a place, praise God, where I'm going to go be forever and forever and forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here today, if you're saved today, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, you have a continuing city waiting for you. A place where we'll gather all together one day in a little while. And I look across this pews and I think about our church and our church family. Listen, young ones, one day in a little while, one day in the near future, we'll gather together over there in that continuing city. We'll praise God. We'll lift up our voices in that new song and we'll sing it from the depths of our soul, lifting up the name of Jesus for all that He's done for us. All that He's promised us, all that He's given us, and we'll shout His name from the house, from that new city, from the portals of glory, giving Him praise and honor and glory for all that He's done and the promises that He's kept in that continuing city. The Bible says that we seek one to come. So how do you find a place that's to come? You get to looking for it. Amen. In times like these, you get to looking for that place called home. Amen. We're just pilgrims. We're sojourners here in this world. Listen, youngins. Hey, listen. We're just passing through. Amen. We're going from here to yonder with the help of the Lord. And He said it's in times like these, praise God, when we put our faith and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. In times like these, when we anchor in Him, we trust in Him, praise God, that He'll deliver us and take us where He'd have us to be. Go forth without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. We're looking for a place. You know what we're looking for? We're looking, in times like these, we're looking for a place to get off. And go home to be with the Lord. Amen. We're looking for a place where we'll be satisfied. Amen. And we'll be occupiers. Praise God. But He said we just have to occupy here till He comes. Just occupy here. We're just taking up a space. Praise God. One day in a little while we'll give up our space and go on to be with the Lord. Boy, what a day it'd be. I don't know what's going to happen today. But let me just throw something at you right quick and I'm done. Today in Israel, they're trying today to offer a lamb sacrifice upon the altar on the Temple Mount. Today, maybe they're 8 hours ahead of us. It may be that they're doing it even as I speak. Amen. Offering up, and they said that the reason they want to do it, especially today, is because this pandemic of the world, this coronavirus of the world, and it's because of man's disregard for God. And they say, hey, listen, if we'll just offer a sacrifice, if we'll do the will of God, if we'll get a hold of God, that God will be satisfied and He'll stay the plague. They say, preacher, is this really a plague? This is a plague. Amen. This is a plague just as real as the plague that happened in Egypt. But he said, in times like these, what do we got to do? We just got to do right, according to the words of God. Do right. Offer up those spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. Say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. If we'll pray and seek His face, He'll hear from heaven. He'll heal our land. We need a healing today. We need a touch from God today. Praise God. In times like these, we need God's touch upon our hearts, our homes, our families. We need to get a hold of God. Amen. Today could be the day. I'm just wondering. I can't wait to research, see if they offer up that lamb sacrifice on that altar in Jerusalem today. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something that trigger something so spectacular that this disease, this plague would leave us? God Almighty would come down. You say, preacher, you really believe that? God, I'm not short counting my Lord short, because God can do all things. Nothing is impossible with my God. He wants to heal us. He wants to help us. The Bible says, the Lord is my helper. Said He will not leave thee nor forsake thee. And He's the same yesterday and today and forever. That's the God we serve today, church. And that's the God we have in times like these, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. Brother Austin, He's promised that He'd move on the scene. He'd take charge of the situation. He'd give us peace down in our soul that even passes understanding. When people say, ain't you afraid? He said, no, I have a God, and He's real. And His name is Jesus Christ, my Savior. In times like these,